Hi, welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. And five programs introducing remarkable women of jazz, blues, and swing. None more talented than pianist, arranger, and composer Mary Lou Williams, featured throughout this series. Original Mary Lou Williams blues from her 1940 session that was called Six Men and a Girl. Mary Lou playing piano, of course, with some of the guys she'd been working with in Andy Kirk's band for some years. Williams is a featured artist throughout this Jazz Rhythm series, introducing remarkable women of jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me. So this is the first in a five-part series surveying some of the often overlooked female talent of jazz. Singers and composers, arrangers, a couple of trumpeters, pianists, and all women ensembles. Now, a few may be familiar to you, or you may be hearing several for the first time, but do please keep in mind that I'm skipping over or just briefly mentioning some of the superb talents I've already focused on in previous programs, such as Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, Lil Hardin, the Boswell Sisters, and Bessie Smith. One of the greatest talents of jazz is Mary Lou Williams. Not just a terrific pianist, but a composer and arranger of major stature. She grew up on the early jazz and swing circuit in the Midwest, and by the late 30s and early 40s was arranging for such top drawer bands as Benny Goodman, Earl Hines, Tommy Dorsey, and Duke Ellington. Her own personal piano style moved through stride, boogie and bop to modern, progressive, and beyond. Her Mary Lou Williams Girl Stars featured New York vibraharpist Margie Hyams, who'd played with Woody Herman and went on to have her own trio and later joined George Shearing, and another gal we'll be hearing from a lot, the fine electric guitarist Mary Osborne. Here's Mary Lou Williams Girl Stars of 1946, Harmony Grits. Harmony Grits by Mary Lou Williams, Girl Stars with Marjorie Hyams vibes and Mary Osborne guitar. This is Jazz Rhythm, a series introducing remarkable women of jazz, blues, and swing. Now that session was among several organized for RCA by Leonard Feather and Steve Scholes between 1945 and 48, featuring several groups consisting of remarkable female talent. One was a trio built around pianist Beryl Booker. Though she was self-taught and never learned to read music, she gigged around New York City with local combos and groups of her own, and went on to professional success with bassist Slam Stewart and several stints as Dinah Washington's piano accompanist. Beryl Booker's 1946 trio session has June Rotenberg bassist, whom we heard with Mary Lou, and guitarist Mary Osborne. Osborne, by the way, is composer of the cleverly titled Oops My Lady, which is preceded by Beryl's Low Ceiling, featuring some hot guitar licks by Mary Osborne, who, as you can hear, was deeply influenced by Charlie Christian. Thank you.
Thank you.
pianist Beryl Booker's trio recording in 1946, Oops, My Lady, and Low Ceiling. This is Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer, and during this five-part series introducing remarkable women of jazz, blues, and swing, you'll be hearing from a wide range of singers, instrumentalists, and all-women bands, some well-known, others not, in recordings ranging from the earliest days of jazz to today. And during this hour, pianist, composer, and singer Lil Hardin Armstrong, two female trumpeters, a few contemporary singers, and more from Mary Lou Williams. Every few years, we hear of a new female singer who's touted as supposedly sounding like Billie Holiday. And that promise is rarely fulfilled. But in the case of the stunning young singer Madeline Peru, it's true. Here's evidence from her 2004 CD showing that this woman is clearly channeling the diva's voice with a Leonard Cohen song and James B. Johnson's Don't Cry Baby.
Dance me to your beauty with a burning violin. Dance me through the panic till I'm gathered safely in. Lift me like an olive branch and be my homeward dove. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of love. Let me see your beauty when the witnesses are gone. Let me feel you moving like they do in Babylon. Show me slowly what I only know the limits of. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end. Dance me to the wedding now, dance me on and on. Dance me very tenderly and dance me very long. We're both of us beneath our love, we're both of us above. Dance me to the end of love. dance again. You know I didn't mean to make you feel blue. Honest, I'll never do it again. Won't you forgive? Won't you forget? Do as I ask you to. I'll never let you regret if you just start anew. You know I'm sorry, oh so sorry. Just don't cry, baby, there's no one but you. You forgive, won't you forget? Do as I ask you to. I'll never let you regret. Just start anew. You know I'm sorry. Oh, so sorry. Don't cry.
Mysterioso, pianist Mary Lou Williams, another original with her 1946 Girl Stars recording group, Margie Hyams vibes, Mary Osborne guitar, and Rose Gotsman drums. And we heard from the superb young vocalist Madeleine Peyroux from her excellent 2004 disc, Careless Love. That's Madeleine Peyroux, P-E-Y-R-O-U-X, and more from Peyroux in future programs. This is Jazz Rhythm, a series introducing remarkable women of jazz, blues, and swing. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me. Next are three not very well-known female musicians. Valeda Snow was a massive talent, a world traveler, good singer, excellent dancer, talented arranger, band leader, and a very good Louis Armstrong-style trumpeter. We'll hear Valeda blow and sing Minnie the Moocher. First, though, is a recording that was billed as the Harlem Hamfast. Now, that name covered a pretty loose series of late 30s Hokum and Blues sessions. This one focused on the modest talents of vocalist Alberta Smith and trumpeter Ann Cooper. Both are very obscure, and all I can tell you is that Ann Cooper went on to play trumpet in a couple of swing bands, including the all-female International Sweethearts of Rhythm, which we'll hear before the hour's done.
Things that she was needing. all round. Beep ba beep ba ba be loo. Say Zuzay, Zuzay.
Say Zuzay, Zuzay.
Hi, be hi, do.
The latest Snow's exuberant Minnie the Moocher, singing and playing trumpet, leading a band of studio musicians in London, 1937. I'm Dave Radlauer, and in future programs of this five-part series introducing remarkable women of jazz, blues, and swing, I'll be bringing you eight decades of singers, instrumentalists, and composers. I got some great stuff lined up for this series. I think you're going to love it. Still ahead this hour, Helen Humes, singer and pianist Lil Hardin, and the absolutely amazing all-female swing band, the International Sweethearts of Rhythm. Promotional support for Jazz Rhythm is provided by the Mississippi Rag. Information on this monthly publication about legendary and contemporary giants of traditional jazz and ragtime is at mississippirag.com. And you can further explore women of jazz through the Jazz Rhythm website, jazzhot.bigstep.com. Composer and arranger Mary Lou Williams was a piano player of such staggering talent and prodigious diversity that it's nearly impossible to fit her into conventional categories, as you can tell from this 1944 Limehouse Blues. Mary Lou Williams, who will be featured throughout this survey introducing remarkable women of jazz, blues, and swing.